We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What about people who have to leave the house, the essential workers, and the ones that have to get to work riding the subways and buses? Joining us on the 1010 Winds live line is the interim president of New York City Transit, Sarah Feinberg. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
What advice do you give people who have to ride the subways and buses? How do they stay apart, and especially with not as much service now?
Right. Well, you know, you just played the clip from Governor Cuomo. The first piece of advice is, if you don't have to leave home, please don't. The second piece of advice is, you know, look, just keep your wits about you. Look around, and if the train car that you're about to board is crowded, walk down the platform a little bit. If the train seems crowded generally, you know, we're not running great service at this point. You know, the next train is probably not 2 minutes away or 3 minutes away. It may be 10 minutes away, but, you know, if you've got some time, wait for that next train. We are trying so hard to minimize the number of people who are out and about, and to the extent that you have to be out, we're hoping that, you know, we're trying very hard to make sure that people can keep that 6 feet of distance. You know, in some cases it's impossible, but we're trying very hard to prioritize that distance. You know, and look, if the bus seems like a better option, or if walking is an option, you know, that's obviously even better.
Well, essential workers include the people who drive these buses and operate the subways. Mm-hmm. And how about your staffing? How has it been going?
That's right. Well, I mean, we're just devastated. I mean, we had to announce last week that we had lost some treasured employees. And unfortunately, just, you know, within the last hour, we had to announce that five more of our colleagues have passed away from this thing. And, you know, of course, everyone knows that on Friday we had a train operator, a wonderful member of the New York City Transit family, who was killed in the line of duty, who, you know, died the result of a fire that is now the subject of a criminal investigation. So I think this is easily one of the worst, you know, weeks or two that New York City Transit has ever experienced. And, you know, in the midst of all of it, our workforce continues to show up. You know, we show up every day, and we operate those trains, and we operate and drive those buses, and we get people where they're going safely. But, you know, we've been hit very hard. So we have thousands of people now who are at home, some because they're ill, and some because they're quarantined. And so, you know, folks are going to, I started this off by saying we're not running great service right now. We're not running great service because we don't have enough crews. You know, we've got a lot of folks who are on quarantine or who are ill themselves. And that means that if you don't have enough crews, you can't run enough trains. So we're really struggling.
Sarah Feinberg, the New York City Interim President, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Winds News Time, 3:26. Now.